No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right, segment two is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their Burt End Sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half smoked chicken, and much more. Ladies and gentlemen, they have phenomenal sides as well. Get fuel for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, this time I want to bring on my guest. This is a man who learned under Boyd Epley here at the University of Nebraska, strength and conditioning coach for 30-plus years. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and more. We called him Coach K, but Dave Kennedy. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. How are you?
Dude, I'm glorious. I appreciate you taking the time to join me. So I got like a million questions, but I want to start off with, because you've coached guys and trained guys like Orlando Pace, Larry Fitzgerald, Joey Galloway.
Adam Carriker.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sherry Bradley, Carl Nicks.
Were you in Tampa with Sue and Levante David? You were there with Levante David, right?
Levante's been there forever. No, Sue came after me. Sue was, when I first got there, he was with Detroit. And then he went to Miami, and we played Miami when he was there. So I saw him a couple times, but I was not there when he went back there.
So what sticks out the most to you about guys like this that are obviously, some of them are just kind of freak natural talents. But I mean, I watched Larry actually came into the University of Nebraska and trained in the winter, getting ready for the draft while we were doing winter conditioning. I remember watching him do lunges with 315 on his back as a freaking wide receiver. But what are some of the common traits beyond just natural ability that some of these great players have had that you've seen?
Okay, so I don't know if you remember telling this story. Here's the most common trait. I mean, there's really a lot of different levels of genetics that people are given. And you know, my analogy is like a key card in an elevator. You know, if you go into a hotel, a really great hotel, you have a certain key card that allows you to go to certain floors. And certain people have a key card that allows them to start at different floors. So talent is what's given, and how, where you go with that is you know, that's up to you. And the great players, the one attribute that they had that it took me a while to figure this out is they would not give in to anybody. And there's a lot of great genetic guys that didn't really have that. And so when I say that is it didn't matter if it was the head coach, didn't matter if it was me putting them under pressure to try to quit. They wouldn't give it up to anybody. Joey Galloway is a perfect example. I might hurt him, but he would go hide in the building and he wouldn't let anybody see that I got to him. And so when you're in people don't understand, there's a lot of big decisions being made in the football game, whether to go or not go. you know, you could stay on a block, or you really have to deal with the devil a lot in those games. And not giving that up is something that the great ones always have. They'll go to a spot that other guys won't go to.
It's interesting because I remember how you were. You would be, especially days we were going to do redirection drills, and you'd try to get us to go the wrong way because you'd be pointing, which meant you had to start over. And it was like your whole goal in life to get us to start over like 50,000 times in a row. You'd be talking trash to us on the way to the field. I'm going to get you today. I own you today. And then if you got somebody, you'd be on them in the weight room afterwards, whether it was me or it was Richie or it was whoever. It didn't matter who it was. And so I would imagine you're talking about dealing with the devil. That's the negative thoughts in your mind. I would imagine that was part of the reason you incorporated that directly into your strength conditioning program. Is that correct?
That's everything. You got to, and especially as a defensive player, you know, I think, and you are obviously a defensive player, I think there's way more decisions going on the defensive side of the ball. So if you're looking at a team that isn't playing as hard, and you know, it's generally on the defensive side that it shows up, because offense is more controlled. I mean, they call the play and they run the play, and everybody does their job on running that play. In defense, there's decisions being made as to, as I said, you know, previously, you know, there's a guy that could act like he's on a block and then chase from behind and take himself out of the play and really not be in the play, or somebody chasing from the backside, or a corner not really taking an angle to get the ball carrier because he doesn't want to be, you know, in that spot. You know, Barry Sanders, if you're coming up to, you know, to tackle Barry Sanders, you could be embarrassed. And if you are an offensive tackle and you have Von Miller outside of you, or Adam Carricker is going to either beat you with speed or power, that's going to be on ESPN. That's going to be everywhere. And that's embarrassing. And so it's easy for people to disengage from that and hide in that. And so on the defensive side of the ball, a call is being made, but there's way more individual decisions being made on the defensive, you know, side of the ball, you know, from my perspective. So the more you get callous to that, and the more you just will not give in to that. And it's all there. It's there, you know, in raising your kids, it's there in business. But the more you don't give in on that, the better you're going to be, and the better your team's going to be, you know. And that's on the individual basis. But then the enforcers that you have, you know, about Sue was an unbelievable enforcer. You know, if you said get your hand behind, if he said you get your hand behind the line, everybody get their hand behind the line. I mean, like there's nobody going to rear up on Sue, you know. So anyway, those are the things that happen in a football game that people really don't pay attention to, but people on the inside really know what goes on.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've always said the offensive side of the ball is so much more tactical, whereas defensively you're reacting and you're flying to the ball, and it's a lot more of a it's mental, but in a different way. It's much more of a violence mindset, in my opinion, on the defensive side of the ball, which is where, you know, that little guy on your left shoulder, the one with the pitchfork and pointy ears and whatnot, can start talking to you, and that's where mental weakness can kind of get to you just a little bit. So talk to me. Okay, have you watched much Nebraska football this year, the defense in general? Just kind of your thoughts on their attitude, effort, and things of that nature, if you have.
No, I haven't watched them a lot. You know, I was watching the Indiana game. Actually, when I was riding the bike, I was watching them on my iPad. So I watched that game. You know, I know they've had I know they didn't have a great game against Indiana, but I know they've played well all year, and it seems like their defense, I mean, you know, game day was on and they're talking about, you know, Nebraska's defense was leading the nation in this stat and that stat, you know, and every, you could have games like Indiana, you know, and where it doesn't work and the plan doesn't work. And, you know, those helmets and those black shirts get heavy when things aren't working. I mean, you know, when things are, and Nebraska's been through a lot lately. So they're showing great progress. I think everything's going in the right direction from my perspective. Now I haven't studied them or anything like that, but you know, it's tough to have a game like that going into Ohio State, you know, because Ohio State they're going to have a bunch of dudes out there. I mean, they're going to have a bunch of dudes. So it's just tough going into that, you know, with genuine confidence.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, man. So obviously strength and conditioning is a huge part of this. Getting bigger, getting faster, getting stronger, being better conditioned in the second half, fourth quarter. These are all things that are easy things for folks to comprehend how important that is and how it can contribute to the success or lack thereof of a football team. I'm curious, though, if you were to pick, like let's say you're a high school kid or you're a college kid or you're someone who wants to get better at football in general, what would be, like, your top 3 lifts and maybe your top thing you would do as far as running out on the field that you would advise that people do?
Okay, so first of all, like, if I was ever working for a head coach and he said you can only do one exercise to improve performance, it would be squats, just because you have such different levels of ability, and that takes up a lot of everything that you're going to do from size and strength and ability to move. Now, how you run is really how you're judged, regardless of position. You know, people think, you know, receivers have to run and offensive linemen, have to just be big and strong. But the tackles that go high in the draft, you know, they're 4.7, 4.8 guys. You know, guys that look like Leiden Murth or Orlando Pace. You know, he was 3.35 and ran a 4.87. You know, and Adam Carricker didn't get drafted where he got drafted because you're long and you're big and you're super strong. But you got drafted where you got drafted by how you could run. So you know, the squat and the lunge. The lunge is more correlated to how you run. You talked about Larry Fitzgerald. Lunging 315 and lunges is way more correlated to how you run than squats. You know, all fast guys are strong. All strong guys aren't fast. You know, anybody that can run a 4.5 could lunge 315, whether they've done it or seen it. I'm not recommending they do that, but whether they can, you know, whether they've done it or seen it, it they have the ability to do it. It's in them. But if there's one thing I want to tell you, if you're talking about guys who have kids and anything, the most important thing you can do is jump. Okay. Like I used to be cleans, snatches and all that kind of stuff. And we'd do that and do it. And I felt like I could teach it better than anybody. And the team's vertical jump would go up a half an inch. And then when we jump more and more and more, our team average would go up, you know, 2.5 or 3 inches. And, you know, my own sons, I have 3 sons. They all play baseball, you know, in college. And, you know, my third one, it was NFL fast and explosive. And there's nobody in my genetic tree like that. Okay. And my wife or my wife's. And so I think, you know, he was younger than the other two. And so he would, when the other two were working out, when I was at Texas A&M, the other two would work out with the team. They do it. They do all the same drills, you know, that you did and everything like that. And, you know, that was part of what they did, but the other guy was too young. So he'd just jump all the time. And so, you know, I kind of paid attention, you know, I think there's developmental years where what you do determines how you're going to turn up. There's genetic fast twitch and slow twitch, but I believe there's some that'll go either way. And what you do at a certain age is a difference maker. You know, if you're whatever 50-50 and your parents run distance or you're in distance and cross country, then that, you know, 20% will go either way, becomes distance. If your parents are into, or whatever you're into is more power inclined, then it'll go that way. So that's something I really believe in. So those are really the biggest things, you know. But really, Adam, you know, as much as that's what I did, and it's really about the players. I mean, it's really about, you know, I've always felt like Nebraska fans are so loyal and so genuine. And when you play, like Ohio State is where Nebraska expects to be and should expect to be and wants to be. But when you, are you going to the game? Are you watching on TV?
I will not be there this Saturday.
Okay. So here's the thing. When you're on the sideline, I mean, when you're on the sideline, you could see the difference in teams, especially in college, not in the NFL. Everybody's the same size in the NFL pretty much, but pay attention to the dudes and see how you compare, you know, objectively. And I think, once I said, I think, you know, the coaches are doing a great job. I think they're bringing in the right guys, but it really comes down to, you know, that it comes down to the dudes. And so I wish, you know, Nebraska fans would sit back and look and say, okay, that there's a little bit of a difference here. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't, but they're loaded. You know, I talked to a GM friend of mine just yesterday, and he thought Ohio State, I watched them play Oregon. I said, okay. But he thinks they're talent wise, he thinks that they're really, really good. So it'll be a great measuring stick, but you have to be objective when you kind of look at that.
So it's pretty cool for me to get to chat with you. I haven't actually seen you since I think 06, 07, but I got to play with a lot of the guys that we've referenced today, from Orlando and St. Louis to Joey in DC for 2 years. But Levante David, you were with him most recently there in Tampa. Got a lot of Husker fans obviously listening. What's something from your time with Levante? We got about 30 seconds here to 40 seconds, but what's something from your time with Levante in Tampa that Husker fans might find interesting?
So Levante is 100% that guy that I talked to you about will go to the place that most people won't go to. I mean, he's not the biggest guy, man, but he plays really physical. I mean, and he could run really well, but he is just a absolute dude. And so he goes to that spot, and I could talk, you know, I just rambled there for 5 minutes. So I'm going, geez, what am I talking about? But with 30 seconds, he is absolutely a dude. And he came up the hard way. He came from, you know, Miami Northwestern High School, great high school with Teddy, you know, Teddy Bridgewater was his quarterback. I mean, and all these guys went everywhere, and he had to go the JUCO route and go to Nebraska and do, he's got that Tom Brady chip on his shoulder, and he is an absolute dude.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Coach K, as I've always known him, I appreciate you taking the time, Coach K.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. The AC poll, not the AP poll, the AC poll when we come back.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.